Welcome to the Transition Build Lab. This one is for old school jungle and early DNB heads who want builds that feel like they belong in a proper rolling tune, not a festival riser pack. We're building an 8 or 16 bar transition that's driven by bassline momentum, sub pressure, Reese movement, tape style tension, filtered breaks, and that crucial pre-drop vacuum that makes the next section hit like a wall. We'll do it in Ableton Live 12, mostly stock devices, operator, wave eatable, saturator, auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, roar, clue compressor, utility, EQ8, advanced mindset, but I'll keep it practical and musical. First, session setup, because the build has to sit in a real DNB arrangement. Set tempo to 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling jungle and early DNB. Choose a key. I'll use F minor because it's dark and familiar, but any key works if your notes make sense. Now create these tracks. A MIDI track called SUB, a MIDI track called Reese or MID, a MIDI track called Noise Riser, an audio track called Break, optional but recommended. Two return tracks, return A is build verb, return B is build delay, and then group SUB and Reese into a group called Bass Bus. Quick workflow coaching. You're about to automate a lot. Color code now. It sounds trivial, but it saves you when you're deep in automation lanes and you want to move fast without breaking stuff. Now we write the musical engine. The main idea is, the build should hint the drop bassline, but it's not the drop yet. It's charging. Go to sub. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip. Keep notes simple. Root, fifth, octave jumps. Jungle loves that because it's functional and physical. For F minor, that's F as your root, C as your fifth. You can also jump to an octave F above for little lifts. Rhythm-wise, use syncopation and short notes, but leave space. If you fill every gap, you'll end up fighting the drums and the build just feels busy instead of tense. Here's a structural approach. Bars 1 to 2, mostly F1 hits with gaps. Establish pressure, keep it restrained. Bars 3 to 4, introduce C2 stabs occasionally, that fifth reads as movement without sounding like a melody. Bars 5 to 8, slightly busier rhythm, not louder, just a bit more active. Now duplicate that MIDI clip to Reese or MID, then transpose it up 12 semitones so it lives in the mids, or 19 if you want it even more speaky. Shorten a few notes on the Reese version so it chews. Think of the mid layer like teeth, the sub layer like chest pressure. All right, sound design time, the sub, on sub, load operator. We're going clean and stable. Oscillator A, sine wave, no pitch envelope. Don't do dive bombs here. Old school builds are usually about pressure and tone, not EDM pitch tricks. Set the amp envelope, attack around 0 to 3 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain all the way down or very low, so notes are plucky and leave space. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so tails don't smear into the next note. Now processing for SUB. AEQ8. Don't high pass your sub. If there's boxiness, do a small cut around 200 to 300 HC, maybe 2 dB, but only if you hear it. Then saturator. Soft sine mode. Drive 1 to 3 dB. This is about giving the sub a little audibility and glue, not making it crunchy. Then utility. Width to 0%. Mono sub. Always. No exceptions, if you want your low end to translate on systems and not vanish in mono. Target mindset. The sub in the build should be felt more than heard. If it's already the star, you've got nowhere to grow into the drop. Now the Reese or mid layer. This is where old school tension lives, that 90 to 400 HC threat band. People often overfocus on 8K HC risers, but jungle builds are more like. The room is getting heavier. On Reese, load wave eatable. Oscillator 1, saw. Oscillator 2, saw, detuned, unison, classic, 3 to 5 voices, amount around 15 to 30%. Keep it controlled. We want smear, not super saw anthem. Detune around 10 to 20. Enable the filter in wave eatable. Choose something with bite, like Acer MS2 or PRD, something that can growl when you push it. Add a small amount of filter envelope, like 10 to 25, just to give the attack some bite. Now the processing chain for Reese. First, auto filter. Set it to LP24. Start the cutoff low, maybe 250 to 600 HC depending on the patch. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Add some drive, 2 to 6 dB. This is one of your main tension levers. Then roar, since we're in Live 12. Pick warm or noise mode. Drive maybe 5 to 15% to start. Keep the tone slightly dark. If it gets fizzy, back off and fix it with EQ rather than forcing it. Then EQ 8. High pass around 90 to 140 HC so the Reese never fights the sub. This is non-negotiable if you want the low end to stay solid. If there's harshness, especially 2 to 4 kHz, notch it gently. Optional. Chorus ensemble for that wide old school smear. Amount 10 to 25%, slow rate like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Subtle. This is tension, not trance. Now the noise riser. And we're going to do it jungle style. Textured, filtered, roomy. Not a glossy EDM swoosh. Create noise riser with operator. Turn OSC down so the sign isn't contributing. Use OSC be set to white noise or a similar noise type. Amp envelope. Slower attack, around half a second up to 2 seconds, so it blooms. Long decay or high sustain, and a release around 300 to 800 milliseconds. Process it. Auto filter set to HP12. You're going to automate the cutoff from around 200 Hz up to 8 or 12 kHz over the build. Hybrid reverb. Hall algorithm. Decay 4 to 8 seconds. Mix 15 to 30%, or better yet, send it to a return so you can kill it surgically later. Optional redux for old sampler bite. Very gentle. If you overdo redux, it'll sound like modern glitch instead of rave grit. Teacher note, the noise layer is urgency. It should arrive late and leave instantly before the hit. If it's loud for the whole build, it stops beating exciting and starts beating a hiss. Now we glue it all on the bass bus. Group sub and res into bass bus. On that group, EQ 8 first. If it's heavy, a tiny low shelf trim. If it's muddy, cut 250 to 350 Hz by 1 to 3 dB, then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing, we're holding the stack together. Then utility for gain trim. Make sure the build isn't creeping louder than the drop. That's a common trap. We want it to feel bigger because of tone and density, not because the meter is higher. Now sidechain. Even filtered drums, even minimal percussion. Sidechain gives you that breathing motion that screams DNB. Add a compressor on bass bus. Enable sidechain. Feed it from your kick or drum bus. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of ducking during the build. Sometimes less than the drop, because too much pump can kill the feeling of rising pressure. Alright, now arrangement. We'll map a 16-bar build into the drop, because that's a classic DJ-friendly phrase length. Bars 1 to 8. Tension starts low. Sub plays simplified rhythm. Res is filtered low. Auto filter or cutoff maybe 250 to 400 Hz. Noise riser starts quietly, almost like air conditioning in a warehouse. You feel it more than you hear it. Bars 9 to 12. Movement increases. Open the res filter gradually to somewhere like 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Add subtle LFO wobble on the auto filter. Keep it understated. Rate 1/8 or 1/16, amount 5 to 15%. This is perceived acceleration without changing the MIDI. Increase noise send to reverb so the space grows. Bars 13 to 15, the oh no zone. Automate roar drive up a bit. Add a touch more filter resonance if it helps. Optional but highly recommended. Break edits or a snare roll energy moment. If you've got a break, you can low pass it down from around 8 kHz to 1 kHz, then open slightly again. Like you're choking the room and then letting it gasp. If you're doing a snare roll, don't just go straight 1/32 grid unless your whole groove is straight. If there's swing, keep it mostly 1/16, and pepper in occasional faster bursts on swum offbeats. That feels way more like early break programming and less like modern fill spam. Bar 16. The pre-drop vacuum and impact setup. This is the money move. Create a micro gap right before the drop. 1/16th note or 1/8th note of near silence. Use utility gain to minus infinity on the group or the master for that tiny moment. And then decide, do you want a downlifter, reverse noise, or a tape drag vibe? A clean method is echo feedback swell and then cut it hard. Or, if you're advanced and you like resampling, render a short bit and do warp or transpose tricks for a take-stop illusion. But keep it short. Jungle transitions are quick and brutal. Now let's talk automation, because this is where pros separate from presets. Automate the res, auto-filter cutoff from around 250 Hz up to about 1.5 kHz across the build. Automate res width using utility. Start around 80%, widen up to 130% near the end. Then snap it back narrower at the drop. That snapback is key. If the drop is wide too, the transition doesn't read. Automate roar drive from basically 0 extra to plus 10 to 20%, but watch the 2 to 6 kHz zone. That's where harshness piles up. Automate the noise high pass cutoff from 200 Hz up to 10 kHz. Automate your reverb send to increase toward the end, then hard cut before the gap. Optional advanced trick on the master. Put EQ8 on the master and automate a very subtle high pass from 20 Hz to 35 or 45 Hz near the very end of the build. Then turn it off at the drop. That makes the return of sub weight feel massive, without actually changing the sub track level. Now I want to add a coach concept that'll level this up fast. Think in energy bands, not just layers. Band 1, 20 to 80 Hz. Pressure. Keep it stable. Almost boring. That's your anchor. Band 2, 90 to 400 Hz. Threat. This is your main automation playground. This is the it's about to drop feeling. Band 3, 1 to 6 kHz. Urgency. Bring it in late, and remove it instantly right before the hit so the drop feels cleaner. A quick way to do that. On the bass bus, automate one EQ8 bell around 180 to 250 Hz, wide hue, up by 1 to 2 dB as you approach the end, then snap it back at the drop. That's mid-range threat without just turning everything up. Next advanced idea, perceived acceleration. Don't spam extra notes. Keep the MIDI the same, but speed up modulation. In the last 4 bars, automate your LFO rate from 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32. Even subtle changes read as we're speeding up while the groove stays clean and DJ-friendly. Another pro engineering move. Return kill should be surgical. Instead of yanking the return faders and risking clicks or weird tails, automate hybrid reverb dry/wet to 0% or automate echo feedback to 0% just before the gap. That sounds intentional, like a mix engineer did it, not like someone panicked and muted effects.